Welcome back to Success Made to Last. This is our entertainer series. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is brought to you by Blinkist.com and also by Energy Upgrade California. Our very special guest today is Ian Somerhalder. He is known for his role on Vampire Diaries and Netflix V-Wars. And now he is an environmentalist from his home state of California. Ian, welcome to Success Made to Last.
Oh, man, thanks for having us on.
Ian, tell us why you are now involved as an environmentalist in California.
You know, I just heard you talking about your daughters. I also am fortunate to have a daughter and plan on having more. And the reality of it is that if I can utilize this platform and leverage entertainment value and using social media and media to create quantifiable global change through just changing human behavior a little bit, then I feel as if I've, you know, done somewhat of a service by being on this planet. I think the thing I'm really excited about working with Energy Upgrade California is Energy Upgrade California is really the initiative to provide the toolkits for us to all save energy. And people say, well, what does that mean? There's three main components of it, right? One of them is unplugging. 23% of the energy used in houses goes to devices that are turned off. So 23% is a high number, you know? By unplugging a ton of devices around your house, you're saving a tremendous amount of energy. The other thing is lighting. Replacing the lighting in your house to LEDs. LEDs are 75% more efficient, and they last 25 times longer, which, by the way, you know, I think for all of us is a no-brainer. Saving us money and helping the environment is a really big deal. And the third thing is something we don't ever think about, and I didn't really until paying attention to this, is the time of use. These devices that require a tremendous amount of power, if you use them before 4 p.m. or after 9 p.m., you're stressing the grid a lot less, because when you use them in those peak hours, the energy grid has to switch over to fossil fuel generated dirtier power. And so what that gives us is cleaner air. You know, cleaner air increases outdoor activities and drives down polluted health-related costs, which is a huge number. And it drives innovation. And innovation is really what's going to eventually make things less expensive for us and bring us into a cleaner, greener economy in future. All of those things are very easy to do, but it's just taking us, changing our behavior a little bit. You know, one of our hashtags is do your thing. And the idea behind that, that's more of like the rally cry, which is you can still do your thing. You know what I mean? You don't have to change your life drastically. It's the things like unplugging. It's the things of changing out your light bulbs. And it's the small things like using the washer and dryer before 4 or after 9. Turning off those devices. You know, the dog is going to be okay if the dog doesn't have TV all day while you're at work. You know what I mean? And so I really think these things make a big difference. There's a lot of us, and we all change our behavior just a little bit, because I think all of us want to do more and do better, right? But we typically lack the time, energy, and money to do it, right? So these are things that don't cost you a dollar. They actually save you money, and they don't require a lot of time. And I think what's fun for parents, too, is to show this to their kids. And a lot of times now it's the kids showing this to their parents. So the generation has – the information barrier has switched, or exchange, I should say, has switched. So another big part of this, which sounds crazy, one of our hashtags is better off. Our cold wash party is what is a lot of fun. And people say, what is that? Cold wash party is what it sounds like. Party centered around washing your clothes in cold water. What I didn't even know, 90% of the energy used in washing clothes comes from heating the water. Now, I've always washed my clothes in cold water. Actually, hot water is bad for your clothing. I mean, obviously, unless the dog, you know, it's like the dog's towels or the dog, you know, it gets your sheets dirty. Totally cool to use warm water in that. But I can't explain to you how much energy we could save by just washing our clothes in cold water. So, you know, these are fun, easy things. And being able to surround this around Earth Day and change, you know, the behavioral patterns of people, and it's actually fun and exciting because it's a daunting task, right, to kind of think about where we stand in doing more for our environment because, again, you know, we typically lack the time, energy, and money to do it. And these things are very, very, very easy ways to achieve those goals.
Indeed. I love that better off, that double entendre. And I like the approach that you're taking as a parent because this is about being responsible for the next generation and doing something about it. It's not a bunch of empty words. This is about taking action. And I want to know specifically what you think this energy saving campaign is going to do to actually encourage baby boomers and even seniors and everybody of all generations to cut the power use.
That's actually a really solid question. One of the big ones, I think, that breaks all barriers is saving money. You know, the use of LEDs saves money. The use of cold water saves money. And I think whatever generation you are living in or whatever generation you're from, these all make sense. So saving money is the easiest platform to go on.
Indeed. And there are millions upon millions of Californians. We experience every time we visit our daughters in Los Angeles and see the 405. What do you think specifically Californians can do to help starting today?
Well, you can go. So here's one thing I would recommend. Go to our website, energyupgradeca.org, and check it out. There's a phenomenal amount of information, and it really does help. Got a lot more information than I can actually get out in this span of this interview. The hashtags are hashtag better off, meaning you're better off unplugging, you're better off changing off your lights, you're better off limiting the use of time or times when you use, and you're better off washing in cold water. These are all fun things. The other hashtag is do your thing. You know, it's about community, right? Getting people together saying, I made this happen. I did this together with you guys. So I'm looking forward to doing it with California. I'm so happy to be home. And this is the most I've been on camera in a very long time. So I hope I'm not too rusty.
Well, it sounds like a great campaign to be a part of. And I appreciate the fact that you've taken your voice to being an activist for the environment. We need more people like you. And I've got one final question for you, Ian. In your career, who was that one mentor who planted the seed inside you to do something important like this?
You know, I've had a lot of amazing mentors, but to be honest with you, the best, closest ones were my parents. And it starts that early. And as a parent now, I could say to all parents, parenting is the first form of the parenting is the biggest barrier against these issues that we have. It's about putting down the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter and not worried about what the neighbors are doing and really focusing on, and I mean this wholeheartedly and I mean this all respectfully, but parenting is the first step. So good parenting is the first step.
Way to go, Ian. We appreciate that. And tell our listeners one more time how they can join this very important movement.
Go to energyupgradeca.org and let's do this together. Please go check it out.
Well, this is a real shift in terms of lifestyle. You can appreciate the fact that you are really genuinely caring about Mother Earth. We're definitely better off, much better off with this focus. Hey, thanks to Ian for being on our Success Made to Last show today. We appreciate him being on and we appreciate him stepping up as an environmentalist. You know, he's very popular as an actor, especially on these vampire series, but he's doing his most important work now as an environmentalist and really taking care of what matters, especially to Californians. So think about some of the things he talked about today. 23% of energy goes to when you unplug your stuff. That's saving 23%. 75% more efficiency with the use of LED lights. Why wouldn't we do that? And use your washing machine after 9 o'clock at night. Another simple tip. So we appreciate him joining us and telling us about the benefits of doing some really simple things and you becoming an environmentalist as well. This show is brought to you by Blinkist.com. We appreciate their ongoing support of this network. And you know that Blinkist is one of our favorite apps, and you can use it on your cell phone as well as you can access Blinkist.com on your desktop as well. It gives you access to over 3,000 nonfiction books, many of which we're enjoying right now, including Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind, and also Accidental Presidents, two great books. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our listening audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. Or just remember, go to Blinkist.com/success and start your 7-day trial today. Hey, thanks again for joining us on Success Made Last. If you like the show, let us know a positive comment by rating us on successmadetolast.com. Make sure and tell your friends and family about your favorite shows. And of course, you can listen to us anywhere podcasts are heard today. As we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.